G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au. Got a fabulous show coming your way this afternoon, listeners, and also an interview with a fabulously talented Vanessa Sanger. Program is also syndicated to 87.6 Backwater Country. I'm going to kick off the show with a song that is from Vanessa Sanger's album. I've got Vanessa on the program a little bit later on this afternoon. She's going to be telling us all about the year of 2023, what she got up to, the highlight of her year, and also what she's got coming up for 2024. So stick around. I've got some great songs coming your way. This is Corner Country. My name is Phil C on allaussieradio.com.au. The song I'm going to kick off with is a number called Stand By Your Man. Vanessa Sanger, listeners.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. That you don't understand, but if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand.
That is the very talented Vanessa Sanger. And in the interview, she tells me that she's just bought shares in the Energizer company. She's joking, of course, because she just works tirelessly. I cannot believe she did 100,000 kilometers last year, she tells me. And unbelievable. 100,000 kilometers traveling around the country. She was in Tasmania as well, doing gigs all over the place. And just tirelessly working, loves her job. She calls it a job. It's not really a job. I guess it is. But for her, it is, I guess, the air that she breathes, the water that she drinks. She just loves the country music industry and loves singing and performing. And she's going to be on the show with us a little bit later on this afternoon. Now, also, a chap I'm going to try to get on the program next week. I have messaged him. I know he's busy in the studio. And I'm going to try to get him on the show as well. He's a good friend of Vanessa's. In fact, he was the person responsible for the recording of her album, Life, Love and Memories, because he does have a studio there in Tamworth. Goes by the name of Rob Rees, and he has a single which I absolutely love. I played it last week. I'm going to play it again this week because I absolutely love it. I think it's a sensational song and definitely his best work, without a doubt. It's a number called The Passing of a Bushman. Rob Rees, folks.
By the river, by a faded campfire light, rabbit stew and damper, the menu for the night. The gently flowing water and the whisper of the breeze keeps rhythm with the warble of the birds up in the trees. Majestic glowing sunsets holds his gaze up towards the skies. Soft and fluent picture can keep one mesmerized. The years of toil and dust and sweat he wipes upon his brow. A picture perfect resting place waits upon him now. If I could walk for a minute in his shoes, I would learn more about life than reading any news. The one thing that is sure is each sunrise, with the passing of a bushman, another tollgum cries. You'd hear those tales of famous men who sailed the oceans high, kings who reigned in ancient times and heroes from the sky. But the great Australian bushman with the spirit of the land, that's who I'd rather be, a true blue Superman. Shoulder to shoulder, always there to lend a hand, from the coastline to the outback, here in our great southern land. The stockman in the high country to the drovers midst the dust, from red soil plains to snowy peaks, tin shacks now full of rust. The tales of hard-fought mateship we have passed their stories on, and reflect upon from time to time to honor all who've gone. If I could walk for a minute in, I would learn more about life than reading any news. And the one thing that is sure is each sunrise, with the passing of a bushman, another tollgum cries. With the passing of a bushman, another tollgum cries.
There we go, listeners. That is Rob Breeze, The Passing of a Bushman. And as I said, I am going to do my darndest to try and have him on the program for us next week, okay? I've got lots of guests planned to be on the show throughout the course of the next upcoming weeks and months. And if there's someone you might like me to have on the program, just let me know and I'll do my best to try and reach out to them and get them on the show. I'm going to play a song now by the man responsible for country music in this country, in my opinion, okay? Mr. Slim Dusty and, of course, his lovely wife, Joy McKean. Now, both gone to country music heaven. And we wouldn't have country music if it wasn't for the likes of those people, I don't think, travelling around this great country of ours with their Purple Fairlane and the caravan and living the dream that way, but also taking country music to places that it ordinarily wouldn't have got to, okay? So the song I've selected for you today is a number called We've Done Us Proud, because, Slim, you sure have done us proud.
We've done us proud to come this far. Down through the years to where we are, side by side, hand in hand, we've lived and died for this great land. We've done us proud.
I sail the sea in search of freedom. I till the soil for seed to grow. I build the fences to hold the cattle. I mine the earth in search of gold. I sheared the sheep of golden fleeces. I formed a union to win fair pay. I built a railroad to cross the country. I fought a war for my country's sake. We've done us proud
David Gordon Kirkpatrick, professionally known as Slim Dusty. He was born on the 13th of June 1927 and passed on the 19th of September 2003. Now, he was referred to universally as Australia's King of Country Music and one of the country's most awarded stars, with a career spanning nearly seven decades and producing numerous recordings. He was known to record songs in the legacy of Australia, particularly of bush life, and renowned Australian poets Henry Lawson and Banjo Paterson. I'm going to play you a song now by another person who I believe to be an absolute legend in this country, John Robert Williamson, Johnny Williamson or Willow, born 1st of November 1945. I'm going to play probably his most recognised hit, because he is a fair dinkum true blue Australian.
Hey, true blue, don't say you've gone. So you've knocked off for a smoker, and you'll be back later on. Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue. Give it to me straight, face to face. Are you really disappearing? Just another dying race. Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it Stan and boy you mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. Hey, true blue, can you bear the load? Will you tie it up with wire just to keep the show on the road? Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue. Now be fair dinkum. Is your heart still there? If they sell us out like sponge cake, do you really care? Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when she's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just fed your mind? True.
People, that is Johnny Williamson's True Blue, and he is True Blue. He's a fair-dinkum Aussie, loves this country, and as well as being a singer and a songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist, he's also done some television hosting. He's a conservationist, and he's had a career that's spanned over five decades. What a sensational entertainer he is, John Williamson. I'm going to play a track now, folks, and this is Dean Perrott. Now, I've never played any of Dean's music before. I had the pleasure of meeting Dean Perrott last year, 2023, at the Nanango Country Music Muster. And a sensational entertainer. He's an original bush balladeer, okay, a little bit like Johnny Williamson. And I am going to reach out to him throughout the course of the next few weeks and try and have him as a guest on our program, Corner Country, on allaussieradio.com.au with me, of course, yours truly, Phil C. The song we're going to play by Dean is called Old Akubra.
The busted crown hangs on the wall, just waiting round, waiting for the boss to come on home. It longs to fit his head again while mustering on the old floodplain. Feel the brim tug tightly on his brow. Hanging there upon the wall with whip and bridle, spurs and all, workmates in a world of sweat and dust. Branded brim and horsehair band, sweat-stained crown from greasy hands, long hours in the sun will make you rough. Old Akubra's been about through channel flood and blazing drought, with character and style to burn, a reputation darn well earned. Gone are the days of shape and curl, a hat came to this ringer's world, and spent those new days fencing in the scrub. Knocked about and bashed a bit, that's when a hat'll really fit to be part of the man beneath the brim. Torn about from low-hung limbs, monsoonal rains that soak the brim, even sporting one stray bullet hole. The dust of well-worn cattle grounds have come to rest upon the crown, the best mate that a bushman never knows. Old Akubra's been about through channel flood and blazing drought, with character and style to burn, a reputation darn well earned. A reputation darn well earned.
There we go, folks. Short but sweet. Old Akubra, okay? And what a sensational singer he is indeed. Dean Perrott now, he's the traditional country singer-songwriter from Queensland, Australia. Now, Dean is one of the most leading traditional country and bush balladeer artists. He recorded his first album in 1989, and the following 25 years, he's released 12 more albums. Oh, what can I say about the man? I definitely have to get him on the program, okay? He's on the top of the bucket list in the next couple of weeks. I've got to get now this next track up by the fabulous Vanessa Sanger. And Vanessa Sanger is going to be on the program straight after this song, folks. The song I'm going to play for you is a number called Grandpa.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past and paint me the picture of long ago. Did lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other come what may? Was a promise really something people kept, not just something they would say? Did family when the line between right and wrong
Oh, there you go, folks. That was Grandpa from Vanessa Sanger's fabulous album, Life, Love and Memories. And as promised, I've got the very talented, the beautiful lady on the phone herself, Vanessa Sanger. How are you going this afternoon, my darling?
I'm going fantastic. Bill, how are you doing?
Well, I am as busy as busy as busy, but I can't imagine I'm anywhere near as busy as what you've been. What about last year? My goodness, how did you get through all those gigs?
You know what? I keep asking myself the same question as those Energizer batteries just keep going and going and going.
I have to ask you, what is your secret to the, it's almost like you got this untapped supply of endless energy, because I've never seen anybody work so hard and travel as much. You're a real road warrior, aren't you? Because you do it all yourself in your motor vehicle, mm-hmm. and you travel everywhere. And I could say with tongue in cheek, you even did a gig overseas last year, didn't you, all the way in Tasmania?
I certainly did. I spanned from Queensland to Tasmania last year, and I did over 100,000 k's by myself in my car.
Wow.
I met the most amazing people. But you know what? I think it is. It's because I love what I do. I love country music. I love seeing those people out there enjoying themselves,
mm-hmm.
and that's my job. And my job is to make them happy. And when I see them happy, it just keeps me going.
Have you got any favourites? Because you work with a lot of musicians, and I'm going to actually mm-hmm. try and get Breezy on the phone, Rob Breeze on the phone for next week's program, because I know Breezy's a friend of yours, and he had a huge part to play in this album of yours, Life, Love and Memories. Have you got a favourite that you really, really like to work with? Because I know you work with him heaps.
I'd have a favourite,
yep.
because I work with a diverse amount of musicians lately, and I'm very lucky in that respect that, you know, I love working with Rob Breeze and Lock Mackay and all those guys. That's great. But then I have the opportunity to work with the Red Dirt Band down in Newcastle and do some of that country rocky stuff as well.
Yep.
But then I can go and do something with Brian Letton, you know, Bush Balladeer stuff. So I can't say that there's a favourite, because I love working with everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I love the fact that I'm getting asked to work with a multitude of people as well. So, you know, rock and roll, you know, 80s. I've sung with a couple of bands this year doing some 80s stuff, and New Year's Eve, which we'll talk about in a minute,
was,
my goodness, out of this world. But, look, there's not one favourite that I just love genuine musos who love to do the music as much as I do.
Fair enough. Now, what you just mentioned, Bingara, would that have been the highlight for you for 2023, or any others come close to that? Because that was a huge event, wasn't it?
It was a huge event. I guess apart from doing Maxwell for last year and then Kemmel Park Music Master in June last year, New Year's Eve topped it off. We had the most amazing 4 days. And at the end, to top it off with the Craig Woodward with his Keith Urban, Bryan Adams tribute band, the town came alive. They came out and supported. The place was jumping. It was just amazing. It was great. It was great.
So was that the, the dress rehearsal for 2024? You're going to be back out there again this year?
Well, I'm not sure where I'm going to take New Year's Eve for next year, because I can actually take it to other venues. And that's the other thing. I like to support different towns and
yes.
different venues, you know. And these caravanners will just follow wherever we go. They will come. And that's great, because the town benefits. So Bingara, I know they want me to come back and do something out there again. The council's already been on to me to do that. So it's like, okay, well, let's see how we go. And because I live in Tamworth now, it is a bit closer. I don't have to travel all the way to Queensland. But in saying that, I still have a great following in Queensland from the Kemmel Park Music Musters.
Yes.
So now that New South Wales people know what our musters are about, they might want to come to Queensland next year and have a New Year's Eve up there. So I don't know what we're going to do for New Year's Eve yet. I'm still spinning out of this one. So.
Well, we're only seven days into 2024, aren't we? So I suppose a bit early to be asking the question, but because it was such a huge success, Bingara, I just thought, you know, because usually people, they'll have a festival and it's like, well, that was so good, we've got to do that again. But
again.
I understand where you're coming from in wanting to share it in different locations and different towns and get behind and support with the volume of people that come to these festivals. And you're right, with a caravan, is I'll travel anywhere. I mean, when I was on the road last year, I ran into so many people and I went to so many festivals. I no need to name them all. And it's like, oh, where are you going from here? And I was saying, oh, we're going to go to Boney Mountain. Oh, wow, we're going there. We're going from there. Oh, we're going to Texas. Really? We're already booked in. So they just follow. So I'm sure wherever you have it, it being the success that it was, I'm sure they'll just follow you wherever you decide to take it. I'm sure of that.
So what
have you got planned? We mentioned Bingara. That was the highlight of the year. You did Tassie as well. That would have been very different for you. And now 2024, what have you got planned? You mentioned Brian Letton. Now, I met Brian Letton in Nananga at the country music muster out there last year. He's a fabulous guy.
Yeah. He is.
One of the original Bush Balladeers, really.
And absolutely.
Such a gentleman and such a talent. So you're going to be working with him this year?
I am. Well, he's just been sitting in my lounge room here working on some Jim Reeves and Patsy Cline duets.
Right.
That we're going to be he's doing a concert at Capitol Theatre during the Tamworth Country Music Festival this year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be doing a Patsy Cline show with him. So we're working on some duets with that. And then he's doing another show as well where I'll be singing back up and a couple of other duets for him as well on the Wednesday. So Monday and Wednesday of the Tamworth Country Music Festival at Capitol Theatre at 10 o'clock, we will be there doing those shows. So looking forward to that.
What are the dates? Give us the dates. So Monday and Wednesday, you said?
Yes, Monday and Wednesday. I think it's the 21st and the 24th.
Okay. Of Jan.
Yes. January
21st and 24th, and that's at Tamworth, of course. Now you've been down Tamworth for a while. How have you found Tamworth over the years? Because it's getting bigger. It's to the point now where you can't get accommodation unless you book a year in advance. Just about.
Oh, I know exactly. Well, look, Tamworth changed over the years. I used to be a police officer here when I first came, so I didn't get to do much singing, but I did come back and bus a couple of years ago before COVID. But this year, myself and Rob Breeze are actually running the South Tamworth Bowling Club for the whole entire week.
Wow.
Putting on some amazing acts, and we're doing a couple of shows ourselves, bare nights. We're running a walk-up showcase. So anybody that wants to come and sing a song, say a poem, do whatever, they can come and do that at South Tamworth Bowling Club. Now, the winner, there's going to be some voting sheets there. We'll count them up at the end of the week, and it's people's choice. There's no judges, it's just people's choice.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that, the winner is going to receive a radio single with Rob Breeze's studio.
Wow.
So that is just amazing. So there's a lot going on at South Tamworth Bolo. Plus I'm doing other gigs around Tamworth as well, so solo gigs and balladeer gigs and whatnot. So it's going to be a full-on week at Tamworth this year.
Have you got the dates for this for that one week at the bowling club or not yet?
Yes.
Yes? So what are the dates for that?
Yeah, we kick off on the 23rd.
Yes.
Right through until the 27th.
Okay. And that's
every day there's, the South Tamworth Bolo. Every day there's a separate solo artist on and nightly shows as well.
Wow.
So we've got the walk-ups, solo artists, and then nightly shows.
That's incredible.
Huge.
That is incredible. And the winner of that is going to get a song recorded with Breezy in his
Rob Breeze
studio.
At Being Rob Breeze. Studio.
Fabulous. Right. Well, you'll have to get the winner of that to me so we can play it on air and maybe get the winner on the program. That'd be fabulous for them as well.
Absolutely.
And I'm so jealous I can't be there because I thought, you know, I could bring my kazoo and my knackawacka and my... If it's walk up, you don't have to have that much talent. You just have to have a big heart and a great attitude, really.
Just have a go. Absolutely. Have a go.
Fantastic. Yes. So apart from that and working with Mr. Letton, what else have you got coming up? Anything like in the early part of the year that we should alert our listeners to?
Yes, and then I've got Maxwell Music Muster in March. So straight after Tamworth, I'll go to Tarrera. I sing down at Tarrera Muster.
Yes.
And then head straight up to Maxwell Music Muster and run it for 7 days. So no rest for the wicked.
No way. This is what I mean. You know, you're putting the Energizer Bear to shame because you never slow down. And 100,000 kilometers by yourself, that is amazing. Yep. That is amazing. You'd have to be given an award for that, surely.
Oh, well, you know, I just do what I do, and I love doing it.
So. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, look, I got to love you and leave you. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, Vanessa. You really are a beautiful person, the soul of the earth, great singer, and you love what you do, and you give so much back. As you said, you're not sure where you're going to do New Year's Eve this year, but wherever you're going to do it, the town's going to appreciate it. They're going to make a lot. The tourists will come and follow, and that is absolutely fabulous. I take my hat off to you for all of those efforts.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to wind
And thank you for your support over the year, like with your support in promoting all the shows that I've been doing and my artists and being on board, and it's just amazing to have that support behind the scenes as well.
I've met so many wonderful people in the country music thing. I've only been doing the country music scene for just over a year, and I've met so many wonderful people, and I cannot believe so much untapped talent out there that just don't get their music heard, which is why I'm saying person who wins your competition is going to get a song recorded with Bob Breeze, Breeze, please send it to me and send me their details, and I'll get him on the program. We'll talk about it and play it and try and push them along a little bit as well.
That'd be fantastic. Absolutely.
Well, I played a song just before we got you on the phones, Grandpa, which is one of my personal favorites from Life, Love and Memories. Have you got another one on here that we'll wind this up with?
Oh, look, you know, every song on that album is one of my personal favorites because they relate to my life in some way, shape or form. So I will leave that up to you. So you can choose whatever you like.
That's a difficult one, you know, because you got such beautiful Stand By Your Man, Reason to Cry, Do It All Over Again, Tear Stained Eyes. Look, the songs go on and on and on. how about, because this is my next one, Play Me the Waltz of the Angels.
Yes, that's a crowd favourite, absolutely.
Absolutely, and I have people ring me up and ask me to play it, so it'll be one less request I have to worry about.
Get in first, as they say.
Absolutely. Vanessa, thank you so much for your time. And I won't say I wish you all the success because you've got all the success. I just hope you can find the energy to keep doing what you're doing for as long as you possibly can.
Oh, look, I bought shares in Duracell, I think. So.
Oh, look, you'll have to send some my way because Christmas just about wiped me out. But I'll run down the store and buy a pack now.
Sure. No worries.
There you go, listeners. Vanessa Sanger, and she's given us all those dates. I'll find out where she's playing, and I'm going to announce them over the next few weeks to give you all a kickstart to 2024. Thank you so much for your time, Vanessa.
Thank you very much, Phil, and Happy New Year to everybody as well.
We'll be back with more of Corner Country, folks, straight after Play Me the Waltz of the Angels from Life, Love and Memories.
So I can dance with
Oh, there we go, folks. Vanessa Sanger from Life, Love and Memories. Play me the waltz of the angels again. All right, we're continuing on with the music. Got about 17 minutes to go before I hang up the headphones. Listeners, this is Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au. And, of course, my name is Phil C. I'm going to play you a track now by a gentleman who goes by the name of Brian Letton. Met Brian at the Nanango Country Music Muster last year and going to play one of my favourites of his. It's a number called She's Gotta Be Emu Exports. Brian Letton, folks.
Now I've had a crack at Forex and Southwark now and then, and Tui's isn't all that bad when I get the drinking yen. West End's not a bad brew, VB puts you to the test, but when it's all balled down, the number one crown is the emu from the west. Yeah, she's gotta be emu export when we're getting on the grog. Gotta be emu export, mate, she's a bloody good little drop. Yeah, Swan's all right and Foster's, but Plonk's not the best. She's gotta be emu export, mate, they drink it in the west. Now I was at this big posh wedding and they had all the fancy gear, but they were only drinking champagne, not a drop of good old beer. Oh, I'd have given away me missus for a tinny of the best. And I hollered out like a drunken lout, where's the emu from the west? Yeah, she's gotta be emu export when we're getting on the grog. Gotta be emu export, mate, she's a bloody good little drop. Yeah, Swan's all right and Foster's, but Plonk's not the best. She's gotta be emu export, mate, they drink it in the west. Now when I'm travelling interstate and I leave the West behind, I have to drink the local brew or whatever else I can find. But I soon get these withdrawals and I start feeling kinda queer, and I'm not right until I've drunk me fill of emu export beer. Yeah, she's gotta be emu export when we're getting on the grog. Gotta be emu export, mate, she's a bloody good little drop. Yeah, Swan's all right and Foster's, but Plonk's not the best. She's gotta be emu export, mate, they drink it in the west. Now this tale has a happy ending, you see, it's really a song of class. But some bloke said to me the other day, you can shove your emu up your... Well, I've been drunk in every state, and I've sampled all their beer, and they're all okay, but let me say, give me emu export beer.
Yeah, she's gotta be emu export when we're getting on the grog. She's gotta be emu export, mate, she's a bloody good little drop.
Yeah, Swan's all right and Foster's, but Plonk's not the best.
She's gotta be emu export, mate, they drink it in the west.
Yeah, she's gotta be emu export, mate, they drink it in the west.
Hey, there we go, listeners. That is Brian Letton. She's gotta be emu export, mate. And had the pleasure of meeting that chap last year at Nanango Country Music Muster, and definitely on my list of guests that I would love to have on the program in upcoming weeks and months. I'm going to play you a track now by the Hillbilly Goats. Now, this is a completely different state of pace, okay? This one gets along a bit, okay? And I met these guys at the Music in the Mulga. Playing you a track by them, the song is called Old Jack's Bones. Hillbilly Goats.
Fetch your fiddle and grab your bow. You grab a harp and the old banjo. It'll be 40 knots till we get home. All in the bass and old Jack's bone. Oh. Traveled the land, strong in immigrants' hands. Oh, across a beast that had crossed the way. Took four pieces of the ribcage home. So begins the story of old Jack's bones. Oh, Jack's bones. Been shaking them bones 50 years or now. Came a little worried that his trade would die. One day Jack was heard to call. She keeps a cider. Once her cockroach tried to ride a spider. Down in the cellar where she keeps a cider. Once her cockroach tried to ride a spider. Jackie put the bones in both my hands so we could travel them across the land. Shaking them them bones, play them two by two. It'll be 40 nights till we get home, traveling the story of old Jack's bones. Old Jack's bones. Down in the cellar where she keeps a cider, once saw a cockroach try to ride a spider. She keeps a cider. I once saw a cockroach try to ride a spider. Down in the cellar where she keeps a cider. I once saw a cockroach try to ride a spider.
There you go, folks. What do you think of that one? The Hillbilly Goats. And what can I tell you about them? Hillbilly Goats exhibit genuine passion and no lack of expertise or energy. If you want to see these guys, folks, they are absolutely dynamite on stage, okay? I've got to tell you, fabulous act and definitely one not to be missed. Going to play a track now by Troy Cassidaly, okay, folks? And definitely no stranger to the stage is this man. The track I've selected for you this afternoon is a number called Born to Survive. Troy Cassidaly.
There's an old John Deere underneath the tree. 500 acres, my dad and me. Worked this land until we hurt. Trying to make a living out of plain old dirt. Billy never said nothing when Mama left. Just kept his feelings to himself. His pride was hurt, his heart was broke. He sits and he rolls another smoke, says, son, this is all I know. And I guess it goes to show, he said, we were born to survive outback life. Well, a friend of mine named Willie Grace held an auction at his old place. The crowd gathered a quarter to three and walked away with his memories. But something keeps him hanging on, even when
Cassidaly's Born to Survive. It's been confirmed, folks. I've had a message from Rob Breeze. He will be our special guest on the airwaves next Sunday. Okay, folks, that's Sunday the 14th of Jan. He's going to be our guest. Hope you enjoyed the interview I did with Vanessa Sanger as well, folks. Okay, it's almost time for me to hang up the headphones, folks. I've just got one more track to play. This is by a chap named Steve Case. Now, I've got a song here called Kimberly Casanova. This is the acoustic version, folks. Steve Case.
One, two, three, four. So let me tell you about this Kimberly man. A big old beard, cowboy hat and a tan. Safe to say he's his number one fan. He'll seduce you with an Esky full of Forex cans. Cause he's a Kimberly Casanova. And baby, won't you come on over? Cause I'm big, I'm brown, I'm tough and I'm strong. And you can play with my bungle bungles all night long. Alright. Don't care about material things. He loves the ladies and the joy they bring. The Albie Mangles are the outback scene. He's a bush tucker man, if you know what I mean. Yeah, he's a Kimberly Casanova. A hair on his back, cracking shoulders. And his tight denim shorts that are far from discreet. No imagination needed, check the size of his feet. Alright. Just a skinny musician. I look at him and I can't help but wishing. With a big barrel chest and some arms like two trees, I could be the Casanova of the Kimberly. I'd be the Kimberly Casanova. You can be the rock to my rover. got my swag out the back, got my Bundy and rum. We'll do the crocodile rock till the morning comes. I'll be the Kimberly Casanova, the Kimberly Casanova. Ooh, 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 Kimberly Casanova, the Kimberly Casanova. Oh, the Kimberly.
Hey, there we go, listeners. Kimberly Casanova, the acoustic version. Steve Case, what a way to end a show. Don't forget, folks, next week we will have Rob Breeze on the program with us, okay, telling us about his year of last year, what he's got coming up. Got a new album coming out, folks, and we might have a sneak preview of something from that as well. Hope you enjoyed the program. It's called Corner Country on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 87.6 Backwater Country. My name is Phil C, so until next week, folks, I got to put the horse in the stable, kick back on the porch with a beer and a jack. Yee-haw! See you somewhere around Corner Country.